From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting an airliner flying from Dubai has crashed while trying to land in the southern Russian city of Rostov-on-Don, killing everyone aboard. The Boeing 737-800, operated by Fly Dubai Airlines, was trying to land in bad weather at the airport at Rostov-on-Don, about 950 kilometers south of Moscow. An official with the Russian Emergencies Ministry said 55 passengers and 7 crew died when the plane crashed and broke into pieces about 250 meters shy of the runway. Anthony Lopez works for the company answering media inquiries for Fly Dubai.
Now, we're all doing all we can to gather as much information as possible. At this moment, our thoughts and prayers are with our passengers and our crew who were on board at the aircraft. So basically, we will do everything we can to help those who have been affected by this accident.
Russian officials say the plane had to abort its first landing attempt and had entered a holding pattern, making a series of loops before attempting a second landing. The most wanted man in Europe, Salah Abdeslam, was arrested Friday by Belgian police during a raid in Brussels. Eric van der Soot is a spokesman for the Belgian prosecutor's office.
Salah Abdeslam was arrested at about 4:40 p.m. during the house search in the Rue 80 by the special units of the federal police. He was slightly injured at his leg during the intervention and has been transferred to the hospital.
A government spokesman said another man, identified as Munir Ahmed Alaj, also known as Amin Shukri, and 3 other people were arrested. Abdeslam has been the chief target of an intense hunt for suspects who carried out the November 13 terrorist attacks in Paris. This is VOA News. The European Union and Turkey have reached a deal to help turn the tide of illegal migrants headed to Europe. As Lisa Bryant reports, the deal would see nearly all migrants systematically turned back from Greek islands as soon as this Sunday.
The agreement reached by the two sides in Brussels sees Ankara taking back all illegal migrants arriving to Greece from Turkey. It also foresees a swap in which EU countries would settle every legal Syrian refugee for every Syrian asylum seeker arriving illegally and sent back to Turkey. In return, EU aid to Turkey to deal with the migrants would eventually double to about $6.7 billion. EU accession talks on budget matters would also move forward, and Turkish citizens could have visa-free travel by the end of June if Turkey fills a number of preconditions. Amnesty International slammed the agreement, saying Turkey was not a safe country for refugees or migrants, and the process of returning asylum seekers would inevitably be flawed, illegal, and immoral. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The United Nations Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea's launch of 2 medium-range ballistic missiles, saying it clearly violated UN resolutions. In a unanimous statement, the Council expressed grave concern over the launches it called unacceptable. It demanded North Korea refrain from further actions that violate UN resolutions and urged all countries to redouble their efforts to implement all sanctions against the communist nation. The statement was adopted during a closed-door meeting called by the United States and was backed by China, North Korea's ally. North Korea test-fired the missiles Friday in defiance of UN resolutions, that is, prohibiting that country from developing nuclear and ballistic missile capabilities. The UN Human Rights Chief, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, says Burundi is on the brink of a sudden escalation of violence to what he called massive proportions. Zayed told the UN Security Council Friday that continued human rights violations and impunity for perpetrators mean that many of Burundi's people live in terror. Burundi has been mired in a violent political crisis since April of last year, when President Pierre Nkurunziza sought and won what many see as an unconstitutional third term. And a Russian Soyuz spacecraft has docked with the International Space Station with a 3-man crew, including an astronaut about to break an American record. By the end of his 6-month mission on the space station, Jeff Williams will have spent more accumulated time in space, 534 days, than any other astronaut in U.S. history. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.